missions to Mars, driverless cars, AI chatbots. Feels like we're already living in the future. Well, Robinhood is built for the future of trading. Robinhood's intuitive design makes trading seamless. Spot opportunities and take control of your trades with tools like screeners, simulated returns, and strategy builder. On Robinhood, traders have access to hundreds of popular stocks and ETFs 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. So you can keep up with today's fast-paced markets. You can now even trade stocks and crypto all in one place with the new desktop platform, Robinhood Legend. The future of trading is fast, powerful, and precise. Experience it now on Robinhood. Investing is risky. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC is a registered broker-dealer. Trading during extended hours involves additional risks. Cryptocurrency services are offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
To be able to be in- This is Terry McLaurin, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Hey there, Roster Watch Nation. It's your friendly neighborhood trash man. Back with the news of today so far and yesterday afternoon when we had our last cast, or at least Alex and Cody did. Let's start with the fantasy football news. Aaron Rodgers has signed a two-year deal with the Steelers, according to CT ESPN, more commonly known as Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is assured that Aaron Rodgers is going to the Steelers on a two-year deal, although it's reported now that Aaron Rodgers is not even sure where he's going exactly yet. He's deciding between the Giants and the Steelers, both lauded, vaunted football programs. I mean, if I had to choose, I would probably go to the Steelers. I mean, it's just a much better team at this point, but I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is that worried about being on a much better team, considering he was just, you know, the quarterback of the Jets. But I would imagine that he would go to the Steelers. He says it's all about the situation and fit, not about money, which I can actually believe, as Rodgers is probably printing money at this point, or maybe he doesn't even believe in money at this point. I don't really know. Rodgers is an interesting guy. But the Steelers, you know, they just added DK Metcalf to their receiving core. So that's a nice carrot to dangle in front of Rodgers. You know, Steelers already have George Pickens. That would be arguably one of the most dynamic outside duos in football. And although I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is even a marquee quarterback anymore. I mean, like, is he even anyone that we're banking on? I mean, where are you drafting Aaron Rodgers in fantasy? You know, I mean, we already don't draft quarterbacks until around the 10th round at Roster Watch. Where are you drafting Aaron Rodgers? Where does he even go? I mean, is he a top 10 quarterback on either one of those teams? I mean, we saw that he wasn't the quarterback that he used to be. for the Jets? Are we expecting him to just, you know, turn a corner? Harry Snowman says that he could function like an old Big Ben, but he couldn't. Old Big Ben could just lean forward and pick up 5 yards. Aaron Rodgers can't do that. He's not the physical presence that Big Ben was. It's not an enticing option for me, really. I think this is actually, it could be a downgrade for DK Metcalf. Aaron Rodgers could be a downgrade from Geno Smith. I perish the thought, but I'd say, just on a consistency basis, what are we getting from Rodgers on a week-to-week basis? Like I said, Rodgers is 41, which in quarterback years, I guess, isn't that old, considering Tom Brady played, his last season at 57. But Brady is a special case. Aaron Rodgers, I'm starting to believe, is not. I'm starting to believe much like Russell Wilson, I think, at some point in the last 2-3 years, he just fell off a cliff, and I don't think he's coming back, at least not the way that we've known him in the past. DeMarcus Robinson, formerly of the Rams, and formerly a good player on the Rams. A guy you could play in against, a guy who was commonly found in the garbage grab. Signed to a 2-year, $9.5 million contract with the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk has to be turning in his soon-to-be grave. I say that in jest. Robinson's deal, $6 million of it is guaranteed. He's 30 years old. And he joins, a rival team to his Rams. He's coming off a season. He had over 500 yards, 7 touchdowns on just 31 catches for the Rams in 2024. He'll likely be the third or fourth option for the 49ers. And he's some, I see him maybe having a similar type season to he did in 2024, maybe not as many touchdowns, but half the way to 1,000 yards and 4 or 5 touchdowns. I could see that happening for Robinson. I could see him finding his way to the garbage grab once in a while as a 49er. It doesn't really move the needle for me in fantasy, but there isn't a Cooper Kupp. There isn't a Puka Nacua in San Francisco. They have some good receivers. Ricky Pearsall really took a step forward. Juwan Jennings, the same. Debo Samuel's gone to the Commanders. And then you have our boy Ayuk, who may or may not be there once the season starts. So, I guess things could work out for DeMarcus Robinson. Harry Snowman's asking, my question is, what running back are the Steelers drafting? It's really hard to place running backs after, Genty. I feel like there are 2 or 3 teams that could take him, but with everyone else, it's such a deep running back field, and they're running backs that have such, diverse skill sets. It's going to be hard to tell who's going to go where, at least this early on. The Steelers could really take anyone. But let me get back. I'm going to think about that, and I'll come back tomorrow with some options. That would be a fun little mind mind exercise to go along with my, you know, nightly games on chess.com. And more football news. The Chiefs have restructured Patrick Mahomes' contract. It'll save $49.4 million against the salary cap. You know, this is after they went nuts in free agency on the left tackle and Jalen Moore and cornerback Christian Fulton. The Chiefs will pay up for players who aren't wide receivers or running backs, apparently. Mahomes had been slated to count as a $66 million cap hit in 2025. Jeez. Mahomes is signed through the 2031 season. Let's be honest, he signed for life for the Chiefs. I mean, I would have to think, or as long as Andy Reid's there. So, Chiefs making more good decisions with their team. Oh, this just came in a few minutes ago. The Titans have agreed to terms with wide receiver Van Jefferson, formerly of the Steelers, on a one-year, $2.5 million contract. Titans just, you know, aggregating more ho-hum pass catchers. But, you know, I guess this goes along with the news that Nick Westbrook-Ikhine has agreed to terms with the Dolphins on a two-year, $6.5 million contract, $3.2 million guaranteed. NWI, as I like to call him affectionately, he can stretch the field. He's a good deep play receiver. 9 touchdowns last season, putting DeMarcus Robinson to shame. He only had 7, but not as many receiving yards as Robinson, only 497. Robinson had 505, just one more catch. They almost had an identical season, really. Robinson 31, 505, and 7. Westbrook-Ikhine 32, 497, and 9. I think NWI got a better deal, though. Just the fact that he has a two-year deal. He's likely to be the third receiver for the Dolphins, as Robinson will likely be the third receiver for the 49ers. And really, the sky's the limit in Miami. You know, Tua stays healthy, but, you know, he's got competition there. So I wouldn't depend on him on a weekly basis. But you could see some big weeks out of Westbrook-Ikhine, just like you saw for the Titans this past season. So I wouldn't hold it against him to have another, you know, 500-yard, 5-plus touchdown season for the Dolphins. Tua gets hurt again, you know, all bets are off for all the receivers, really. As Zach Wilson, I think, is the first line of offense after Tua at this point. All bets are off then. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Westbrook-Ikhine does there. I mean, nobody's drafting him anywhere in 12-teamer smaller leagues. I mean, I could see him in a 16-team league or even a 14-team late. But we're not drafting him otherwise. Another guy we're probably not drafting otherwise, but you're definitely not drafting otherwise. Jacoby Brissett, formerly of the Patriots, now a Cardinal. Brissett, actually a pretty decent quarterback, you know, as far as protecting the ball, holds the all-time interception percentage record at 1.4%. Took a beating in New England before coming to Arizona. If Kyler Murray misses games, Jacoby Brissett can hold court. But it's not an exciting. You know, I think it works okay for Trey McBride. If Jacoby Brissett is under center, I don't think much changes for him. I think he still maintains his role as the primary option in the offense at that point. But as far as Harrison Jr., who I'm not banking on much anyways, it's funny. I go back to preseason last year, joint practices between the Cardinals and the Colts, and I was watching practices, and I come back to report afterwards to Alex and Cody, and I talk about everybody else except for Marvin Harrison Jr. And they're like, why don't you talk about Marvin Harrison Jr.? I'm like, because he wasn't doing anything. I didn't see him doing anything. And, of course, then we see in the season, he goes through these stretches of really not doing anything. You know, he had some good games for sure. But, he wasn't the receiver that he was purported to be, at least on a weekly basis. So I stand by my preseason evaluation of him.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Terminal sarcasm sounds like what I'll probably die of at some point. Says my McBride shares still worry about that scenario. That's fair. But hopefully we don't have to deal with that scenario. Hopefully Murray doesn't get hurt, which, I guess of quarterbacks who could get hurt throughout the season, Murray would be on the top or closer to the top of that list just based on his size. But with Murray under center, McBride is a top tight end, with ever said under center. He becomes what, a top five? That still works for me. I'm still playing him every week. More football news. Speaking of the Chiefs, they signed Robert Tonyan, tight end, formerly of the Vikings, to a one-year contract. You know, he could catch a couple touchdowns in that offense. Everybody does. He'll be third in the totem pole behind Travis Kelce and Noah Gray. You know, maybe along with a few others. But not really moving the fantasy – well, not moving the fantasy needle at all for me. But it's a solid signing for the Chiefs per usual. Adding more role players, guys they can plug and play for Patrick Mahomes to pull offense and pull offensive plays out of nowhere and probably lead the Chiefs back to another AFC division championship. You know, why not? Somebody probably won't be seeing a championship of any sort this season. Dante Pettis, wide receiver, who actually liked, you know, as a 49er. He's re-signing with the Saints to a one-year contract. Pretty shallow receiving core for the Saints at this point. Pettis was a former second rounder. Like I said, I liked him as a 49er. I thought he had a future in the NFL and perhaps in fantasy too. But it's likely he'll be more of a special teams contributor this season as a Saint. Free agent wide receivers starting to dwindle. Speaking of wide receivers dwindling, Drake Stoops, son of famed Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops, and a guy that Byron actually liked at the Shrine Bowl last year. You know, actually he made some decent cuts. Caught a lot of balls inside. He has been suspended 2 games for violating the NFL's policy on performing enhancing substances. Based on his size, his frame is probably a growth enhancing substance. At least we'd hope for it to be. Anyway, he's out of the first 2 games of the regular season. I don't know. He might not even make the team. Actually, the only reason he's probably in the news right now is because he is Bob Stoops' son. But there you have it, in case you were hoping to run Stoops out there if he did make the team. At least for the first 2 games of the season, you won't be able to at this point. Somebody else you might be able to actually run out onto the field, though. Jeremy McNichols, running back for the Commanders, re-signed to a 1-year contract to operate as the change of pace back behind Brian Robinson Jr. You know, McNichols had some decent games last season, it seems. You know, it seems like most offensive players, you know, tied to the arm of Daniels there in Washington, had a decent game at one point or another last season. I mean, he's just the kind of quarterback who elevates his team. McNichols, 261 yards on 55 carries with 4 touchdowns last season. Probably not going to be somebody we're having to rely on in fantasy this year. I hope not. But the Commanders have him just in case. Brian Robinson could go down again. It seems like he's kind of got a little bit of the injury bug, so we could see McNichols from time to time. But again, hopefully not. Another Saint that was re-signed, tight end Juwan Johnson, signed to a 3-year contract, $30.75 million base value and a max value of $34.5 million with $21.75 million guaranteed. All right. Not bad for a 28-year-old tight end, you know, who is coming off the best season of his career. 548 yards, 3 touchdowns, 50 catches. You know, he's the kind of guy that Derek Carr can rely on. And hopefully it's not Derek Carr, though. Hopefully it's someone else for fantasy purposes. But, I mean, he's somebody in a pinch you can stream on a weekly basis, or on a week-to-week basis, rather, in fantasy. Juwan Johnson is. If the tight end field is anything like it was in 2024 might have been the worst season overall for tight ends that I can remember as far as fantasy goes. I mean, where you could – oh, Harry Snowman, he's got to fly. Everybody say bye to Harry. Always a stout contributor to the chat. Can always rely on him. Solid dude. I think he's a dude. Probably a dude. He's hairy and he's a snowman. So probably a dude. But yeah, Juwan Johnson, plug and play, depending on the situation this season. And more football news. The Bills agreed to terms with running back Darrington Evans, formerly of the Bears. And I think formerly of the Titans before them. Journeyman. He appeared in 5 games for the Bears, rushing 3 times for 3 yards. And this actually isn't the first time Evans has played with the Bills. He was a Bill for the 2023 training camp. Found his way to injured reserve and then cut later that season. This really has no resounding impact on fantasy. I mean, Ty Johnson could be out of there in Buffalo, could be the end of his run as a Bill. They're basically the same player. So that's really the only implication there, unless anybody else can think of one. Can anybody think of one? One that's worthwhile? While you're thinking, the Cowboys re-signed wide receiver Kevontae Turpin to a 3-year, $18 million contract. Cowboys keep doing things that underwhelm me. I mean, at least for the past almost 30 years now as a Cowboys fan. Anyway, like I said, a 3-year, $18 million contract. Turpin will reportedly be the highest special teams player in NFL history, and I guess maybe he deserves it. You know? Really good kick returner. You know, although maybe he doesn't deserve it. You know who deserved it? It was the guy who played for the Bears years ago. It was Devin. Oh, I'm going to think of his last name. But he was – it seemed like every time he, you know, fielded a kick, he scored a touchdown. Who am I thinking of? But good for Kevontae Turpin. Gadget player. Someone else who will probably be a gadget player throughout the season. Zay Jones signed to a 1-year, $4.4 million contract with the Cardinals. You hear my baby girl in the background. not a real baby girl. She's also a hairy baby girl. Jones played only 257 snaps last year. None of them relevant for fantasy. You got guys like Michael Wilson, like Harrison Jr. already said, Greg Dortch, my man, Greg Dortch, who was actually the most impressive receiver that I saw for the Cardinals, at least last preseason. Devin Hester, that's right. Thank you, Terminal Sarcasm. This is Devin Hester. I think he probably should go down as the highest player, highest paid special teams player in history. He was electric. Wow. Yeah, thanks for that, Terminal Sarcasm. But anyway, yeah, Zay Jones, age 30 season, nothing really doing there. Kenneth Gainwell, added to the Steelers' backfield. Maybe that, you know, lessens the weight of a running back pick in the draft for the Steelers. Gainwell, former Eagle. He's only 25. I feel like Gainwell's one of those guys, he feels like he's been in the league for a decade. But he's only 25. Never had more than 84 touches in a season, carries rather. This is one guy, though, who I think will probably get more action on his new team than he did on his old team. I actually kind of like this for Gainwell, at least at this point. We'll see what happens as far as the draft goes. But really, I mean, all he has in front of him is Jaylen Warren. And I don't know that Jaylen Warren is a better running back than Kenneth Gainwell. I mean, Gainwell, he's had some decent outings for the Eagles. I think he could actually compete with Warren for touches in Pittsburgh. But again, we don't know what they're going to do as far as the draft goes. They're going to add a running back, at least one. But that is an interesting bit of news. There was one more bit I wanted to talk about before I got out of here this morning, and that was DeAndre Hopkins, formerly the Chiefs, signed with the Ravens to a one-year contract. The deal will pay Hopkins $5 million with a chance to grow to $6 million with incentives. He'll be there along with some pretty decent wide receivers. I mean, but then, you know, this offense runs through Lamar Jackson. It runs through Derrick Henry. It runs through their tight ends. He's averaged just 1.71 yard per route in his last season of football in 2024. I can't imagine Hopkins having much fantasy value for the Ravens this season. But it's nice to see him keep up the good fight. Love Hopkins throughout his career. Quiet guy, lets his football speak for him. And thank you for letting me speak for you, speak my football for you, Roster Watch Nation, this morning. Stay tuned for more, dare I say, round-the-clock coverage. We're trying something different here at Roster Watch, and I hope you enjoy it. Anyway, until next time, this is the Trash Man.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.